So it's 10:15 on Sunday morning. I'm at the ARM headquarters in Cambridge, and I've just arrived at the Beeb 30 event, and I've bumped into Jeremy Vine. Hello, Jeremy.
Hello, Alan, but not that Jeremy Vine.
So, who is the other Jeremy Vine?
Well, the other Jeremy Vine, of course, is the radio presenter.
Right.
Also a journalist. I'm a journalist as well at The Times. My journalistic career actually started with the BBC Micro 30 years ago as a technology journalist.
And you worked for one of... Was it the Acorn User magazine?
I started off at Acorn User magazine.
Right.
Doing software reviews and then graduated into writing programming books with such titles as On the Road to Artificial Intelligence with your BBC Micro, which didn't set me up for life, but I don't think I would actually be where I am today without the BBC Micro.
So there seems to be a lot of people saying the same sort of thing, that it had a... like a life-changing impact on them.
It did, very much so. I mean, it wasn't my first at computer. I started out with a Sinclair ZX8081. But the BBC Micro seemed to change the whole game for so many people. It introduced them to programming. For me, it actually opened up a career in technology journalism. And coming here today is really a real trip down memory lane to see people that I haven't seen in 30-odd years.
So is it purely for nostalgia's sake that you've come here today?
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. Unashamedly geeky day out in Cambridge.
Do you feel that there's a need at the moment for the same sort of initiative that there was 30 years ago?
Very much so. And in fact, it's very good to actually see the Raspberry Pi here today, which in a way is the grandchild, I think, of the BBC Micro. Unfortunately, we seem to have taken the wrong direction with technology, particularly in the 90s and over the past 20 years, where IT was taught us how to use Microsoft Word and Excel, but that wasn't computing. There's now a lost generation of people who've been actually put off computing.
So what do you think education should be about then in terms of computing and technology?
I think you go right back to the absolute basics. One of the joys of the BBC Micro was we took the lid off that box. It wasn't just a keyboard. We took the lid off, we poked around, we added things onto it, we programmed it, and we actually understood how computers work. And I think in over the past 20 years, we really have lost our way. Our children haven't learnt actually what computing is about. They don't actually understand what computing is.
Do you feel they're becoming more and more removed from the actual technology that goes on inside, behind it?
Very much so. They use it, but they don't actually understand how it works. I hope initiatives like the Raspberry Pi will actually bring people back to computing.
What do you think were the key things about... I mean, you mentioned the ZX80 and the ZX81. Why do you think that the BBC Micro itself had a particular way of sort of bringing people together? What was it?
It had a real keyboard for starters. I didn't have a 16K RAM pack hanging off the back of a ZX81 with blue tack, and everything would disappear if you touched the table.
So you think it was rugged and sturdy?
It was very well designed at the time. It was designed with schools in mind, and the abuse that would be hurled at it by children. But I think it's the fact that it could be expanded as well. When I said, you could lift off the lid of the BBC Micro and you could really get to the heart of it and do things. And there were all these ports out of the back.
Expansion in different ways.
It was something which at the time just wasn't really there. It was the first company I felt that came along and actually offered that.
You started by saying you're a journalist. Are you hoping to write or blog or report about some of the events afterwards?
May well do. I mean, this I'm here very much just purely for my own enjoyment and a nostalgia trip. But you never know.
Well, thank you very much, Jeremy. Enjoy the day.
Pleasure.